This is the oldest remaining building from East Pulteney's industrial era. It began around 1810 as a one-story blacksmith shop, where metal tools, wagon hardware, and mill equipment were forged and repaired, since a town on the frontier needed to be self-sufficient. A second floor was added about 1850 to accommodate a new business, the manufacture of reed organs known as melodeons. The melodeon was becoming a popular instrument in the parlors of America, where music after dinner was one of the few entertainments. Partners Paul Ross and Elijah West planned to assemble and finish what had become the latest trend, a melodeon on legs, like a piano, but less expensive to produce. On the first floor of the factory, the melodeons were assembled and tuned. The second floor was used for varnishing and polishing, and you can still see the playful hand of its workmen in the varnished graffiti on the walls. Ross and West's melodeons gained renown for their high-quality piano finish, and this quickly became one of the most successful melodeon factories outside of Boston and New York. Once again, this village's history was being shaped by a technological innovation. To support this growth, the partners recruited Joseph H. Morse for his energy and business skills. The business flourished under Morse's financial expertise. More men were added to the workforce. Agents sold the melodeons as fast as they were produced. They were so successful that the firm considered new, larger buildings equipped with modern machinery. A mill at the Falls was enlarged to build cases and other parts. But the winter of 1856 was bitterly cold, and in January, ice froze the mill wheel. Morse secured the wheel with planking and began chopping away the ice. But when the wheel freed, it rolled with such weight that it broke the planks, and the wheel crushed and killed the 37-year-old Morse. With the loss of his entrepreneurial vision, the business began to dwindle. By 1864, the factory had closed its doors. Today, the melodeon factory is maintained by the Pulteney Historical Society as a museum and houses several of the Society's permanent exhibits. The building underwent extensive renovation in 2008. The second floor was temporarily raised several inches, allowing many of the disintegrating first-floor bricks to be replaced. The masons worked to match the colors of the original bricks, and those old bricks can now be seen in the interior walls. Next, walk to the right of the old watering trough where early motorists once refilled their Stanley steamers. Cross Main Street at the crosswalk and walk left on the sidewalk.